The drought-stricken West needs every drop of water it can get. Humans have the technology to add more mountain snow, which is the single largest source of water for the Colorado River. KUNC's Alex Hager visited the biggest cloud seeding program in the nation to see how it works and why some are calling for it to be used more.
It's an overcast day in the foothills north of Salt Lake City. Jared Smith crunches through spring snow toward a white trailer about the size of a dumpster. It's got a few antennas and metal poles sticking out of the top. Smith works for North American Weather Consultants, which operates about 200 of these across Utah.
Really, anywhere there's a mountain range that's going to be producing water, we're going to be trying to target it.
This machine shoots particles of silver iodide into passing clouds and makes them drop their snow, enough to boost the state's water supply by more than 10% some years.
Good to turn it on.
As futuristic as it might sound, this technology isn't new. In fact, it's looked pretty much the same since the 1950s. What is new is that it can be turned on from far away.
And so now, instead of having some guy walk out here in a snowstorm and hit a switch, one of your guys can do this from the office, from home?
From their bed, yeah. Anywhere, their phone, yeah.
Utah is not only making this equipment more precise and efficient, it's also spending. Its cloud seeding program uses $5 million every year, much more than most of its neighbors. Jonathan Jennings runs the state's cloud seeding program.
If you're able to continue to live in the state of Utah without any worry about water, that's part of the cloud seeding program helping.
Jennings says Utah's program is special because it's using cutting-edge tech like those remote-operated setups and drones that can get much closer to the clouds. He says the amount of water Utah can add through that work will help set a precedent for what's possible elsewhere.
Everybody not only has eyes on Utah, but they support what we're doing in hopes that we are widely successful to the point where their states are going to be forced to fund cloud seeding even more.
And funding is already coming in from some faraway places. The Maine Water Agency in Las Vegas, they sent $800,000 to Utah's program because mountain snowmelt is the single most important source of water for the Colorado River. That matters even to cities in the desert. Colby Pellegrino is with the Southern Nevada Water Authority.
That is what fills the Colorado River and what fills the reservoir where we get 90% of our supply.
Elsewhere in the arid West, there are calls to make programs in more states look like Utah's. Andrew Rickert runs cloud seeding in Colorado.
Let's put some real science and money behind this and show people that we can increase our water in a safe and efficient manner.
And there's a good chance we will start to see more cloud seeding around the West because there's also investment coming from the private sector. Augustus DiRico runs Rainmaker, a startup that just bought the main cloud seeding operator in Utah, and he has big plans to expand.
As Utah becomes more of a success story, which we're excited to play a role in, I think it'll only be natural that other states become much more interested as well.
But at the same time, some people involved in cloud seeding are facing a lot of hate. Conspiracy theorists falsely accused Utah's Jonathan Jennings of spraying toxic chemicals in the air and went after him personally.
They were death threats. Most of it was general harassment, but there were death threats and threat of doxing as well. In fact, they were successful.
For the record, scientific studies have proven cloud seeding to be completely safe time and time again. And the harassment isn't stopping Jennings.
It's not whether or not I believe in it. It simply works. There's no discussion anymore as to whether or not it works. We have to answer how much it works.
And as Jennings is on his way to finding that out with old science and new technology, he knows other states will be watching closely. I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of water in the West produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation.